This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I'm back. Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Great job by Lee Elsie to open the show. Thank you, Lee, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Lee is my opening guest host for the first hour. And when people wonder why, it's just I'm a very busy guy. I'm probably the only talk show host in the United States of America who talk radio is not my main career, right? My main career is as a businessman and a guy the media calls the king of Vegas sports gambling and my new publicly traded sports gaming company. And many other businesses I'm involved in, and I love talk radio more than anything in the world. Don't plan to ever give it up, but need occasionally an extra hour or two to run my life and live my life and run my businesses. And that's why on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Lee Elsie is a lifesaver for me in the first hour of the show. That extra hour is like the most amazing thing. It's like giving me a Hawaiian vacation. I swear to God, when you're as busy as I am, 1 hour is like a Hawaiian vacation. I'm like the happiest in the world. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, because I have that one extra hour where I get an extra hour of work during the morning and afternoon, and then I have an extra hour left to maybe relax and take a walk with my dogs or work out like a madman in the gym or jump into the hot tub or whatever it is. It's like an extra hour of vacation that to me is like going to Hawaii for a week because I never get away. So lots of things going on in America today. I don't think this is the biggest news story, but I wanted to get to it first. Because I just think it's a dumb mistake that Republicans ever look like out of touch, incredibly stupid, rich people. So Ted Cruz is certainly become or blown up into a very big news story. And while I personally don't think there's anything wrong, politicians allowed to take a vacation just like the rest of us. You know, Wayne Root's the hardest working man in showbiz. So I really don't take a heck of a lot of vacations. But, you know, I have nothing against people that do. Just like, you know, there's nothing wrong with Trump playing golf while he was president. You're allowed to play golf. But the optics never look great. I got to tell you, anytime something bad's happening, you got to give up your golf game for a couple weeks. Because it just doesn't look good. You're out on a golf course. And it never bothered Obama, right? In 8 years, he played golf all the time. And he gets away with it. But when you're a Republican, you just don't get away with it. So, again, is there anything wrong with wanting to go on vacation? No. Going on vacation with Mexico? I guess no, although that one's debatable, too. I won't get into that one right now. But as a Republican who's against illegal immigration, I don't think it's a good optic to go on vacation to Mexico either. But let's just say you and your family want to go on vacation to Mexico. Let's say you planned it a year ago, which is highly unlikely. But let's say you did. You can't be a U.S. senator from Texas while people are suffering, and they have no electricity, and they have no water, and they're living in misery, and they're freezing. Their houses are icicles, and pipes are bursting all over the state of Texas. People are just in misery. Texas overnight has become a third world nation. You can't be the United States senator of that state and then show everybody, hey, I'm headed for Cancun, Mexico. And that's what Ted Cruz did today. You know, he was taped at the airport, filmed and photographed at the airport with his wife and kids heading for Cancun, Mexico for a wonderful, you know, expensive vacation while most people are suffering. Now, let me tell you the two sides of the coin. On one hand, as a private citizen, if I wanted to take a nice vacation to Mexico, it's my business, A. And B, if everyone's in misery and it's a week of freezing cold and ice and snow and no one has water and no one has electricity, I think almost every rich person in the whole Texas has probably gotten on a plane to Hawaii or Mexico or some other tropical destination. If you're rich, why not? Go do it. Why do you want to stay home and be miserable? If you have no water and no heat, of course you should get away. And you can't get away to a local hotel because all the hotels are booked. And a lot of them have the same problem. No power, no heat, and no water. And pipes bursting. So even a local hotel won't help you if there is one. But there isn't because all the hotels are completely booked up. So What's wrong with being a wealthy, successful person in America and deciding to take a vacation when your children are living in misery and your wife's living in misery and you're living in misery? I think it's fine, except if you're a United States senator. I mean, I'm sorry, but you got to understand the optics. This is your state, and the people are in trouble. And by the way, I left out one of the biggest parts about all this. So, yes, people are in misery. Yes, it's freezing. Yes, there's ice on the ground. Yes, there's snow on the ground. Yes, pipes are bursting. People don't have power. People don't have water. All of that is miserable. But you know what's even worse? They're running out of groceries. There are like five-hour lines to get groceries. There's nothing there when you get in the supermarket. The entire Texas is in so much trouble right now that their governor, their lieutenant governor, their senators, even though a senator has nothing to do with local ordinance, nothing. Only the governor does, right? But it doesn't matter. The optics, you can't take a vacation to Mexico and go have a good time in an expensive resort while the people are suffering. You just can't. It looks horrible. And I'll stress because, you know, the average person is just so ignorant. A senator has nothing to do with your life on the ground. A senator, even though you're a senator of Texas, you're a senator of the country. And everything you vote on has to do with the country. Nothing has to do with just Texas. So even though you're a United States senator from Texas, you have nothing to do if a hurricane hits, if a flood hits, or in this case, a massive ice storm, snowstorm hits. You have nothing to do with it. He has nothing to do with a 134-car pileup in Fort Worth on a highway, right? A senator has nothing to do with that. Doesn't matter. Ted Cruz, you should have known better. The optics are horrible. You make us look, all of us look like out-of-touch, rich Republican spoiled brats. It just doesn't look good for any Republican politician to be taking a fancy vacation while your people are suffering. I'm sorry. So even though you have nothing to do with what's happening on the ground, it's your voters that are suffering. You can't do it. And I believe my gut says Ted Cruz just killed all chance of any presidential future. If he had one, and I think he had one, I don't know if he was ever going to be president, but I think he was one of, say, five front runners, six front runners for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. I believe he's out of it now. Just one little mistake like that is just, it's such a bad mistake because it looks so horrible. And I know I'm right. How do you know I'm right? Because he's coming back. He already announced the world. He's taking a flight back. He was just escorting his wife and kids to Mexico. He was always planning to come back. Wow, what a lie that is. And I'm a Ted Cruz fan. I like Ted Cruz. I love Ted Cruz's policies. I'm a big Ted Cruz fan. But, you know, come on. You sound like an idiot, and it's the worst cover-up answer I've ever heard. Oh, I was always planning to come back. Yeah, I took a trip on an airplane with my wife and kids just so I could escort them to Mexico, and then I was coming right back. I got a bridge to sell you over Vegas, over the Atlantic. So Ted lied, and Ted made a giant mistake in optics, and he's human, and I understand it. Everybody would want to get away from the misery going on in Texas, and I guarantee you all the richest people in Texas are all out on fancy vacations. So why shouldn't Ted? Well, because you're a U.S. senator. And when you become a senator, you give up certain things, right? You know, you just give up certain things. It's all about optics. Same with being a cop, right? Cops are held to a higher standard than everybody else. When you become a cop, you give up the rights to certain things because they don't look good. The optics are bad. You know, cops can't do the same things as average ordinary citizens can do. It just doesn't look good. And certainly politicians much farther beyond that, times 10, times 100, squared. You just can't live the same life as every other rich guy. You know, all over Texas are rich guys right now heading on an airplane to Cancun, and nobody's complaining because they don't represent Texas. There's nothing they can do to save their neighborhood. There's nothing they can do to save you and your children. You know, so it's okay. A rich guy did it, and that's the way it is. Nobody's going to say anything. As a matter of fact, a rich guy's not a celebrity, so no one follows him or her to the airport. So no one knows that they left. So you just can't do that when you're a politician. You're a celebrity, and celebrities are held to a higher standard. And you're supposed to be rolling up your sleeves, putting on some flood clothes, right? Some warm clothes that you'd go out in a flood to help the people sweep and help the people clean up garbage. That's what a good politician does. You're out there with your constituents acting like you don't have to really be. Or you can at least act like you feel bad for them and you care. You know, my belief is you should roll up your sleeves and act like one of the people. I can't even believe that's my least story as I come into today's show, because I have so much more to talk about and rip liberals for, but I had to get it off my chest that, you know, Republicans are guilty of self-inflicted wounds. And Ted Cruz just stabbed Texas Republicans in the heart. Not just Ted himself, but all Texas Republicans got stabbed in the heart by what he did today. And it just looks awful. And I'm sad, if he was a Democrat, they probably wouldn't have said one word. But when you're a Republican, you're held to a different standard, and it became the front page news all over the world. You know, all over the world, from UK Daily Mail to every newspaper in the United States, and I'm sure every newspaper in England and Europe and probably Australia, probably in all of Rupert Murdoch's papers. It just was a terrible optic decision, and it just was devastating, I think, to Ted Cruz's career, at least for the moment. Who knows? Time may heal. But for the moment, very bad decision. And I'm looking at here. I'm just proving myself right because I just clicked on my computer right now, New York Post, cover story, the cover story. Ted Cruz arrives back in Texas with armed police escort. So that's the cover story on the front page of the New York Post newspaper, NewYorkPost.com. It's become the biggest story in America, and with all the people dead in Texas, very bad decision. Very bad. All right. Let me tell you what else is a bad decision. Well, you know what? It's 1 minute to go, and music's going to come on. So I'll tell you when we get back a bad decision. When a Texas Democrat mayor is attacking Joe Biden's decisions, you know Joe Biden's made a really, really bad decision. And I'll have that for you when we get back. Along with, how about this one? You've heard about union striking. Have you ever heard about parents striking a union? Los Angeles parents, the most liberal people in the world, organize a strike against the LA Teachers Union. Wow. That's really interesting. And here's a lunatic guest on MSNBC today saying, watching the Trump hotel implode, you know, they purposely imploded it in Atlantic City. It's old, and it was looking crappy, and someone's going to build something new there. And he says, I wish we could just blow up all the Trump buildings. What if I said I wish we could blow up Obama's house? Let's just blow up all Democrats' buildings. I'd be off the air. You can't say things like that. But liberals get away with it. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Checkin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of this segment, show VRA for Vertical Research Advisory, Kiparage. All you have to remember is those three little letters, VRA, and of course, KIP. For Kip Herridge, who founded VRA in 2003 after 35 years as a superstar in the financial industry on Wall Street. And he said, Wall Street is not helping the average person. I can't live with myself anymore. I want to help the average man and woman, the average small investor. And so he left Wall Street, founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. And since then, his top performing recommendations have crushed the markets 88% of the time. And I've known Kip for almost 20 years, 19 years or so. And I've seen his incredible results firsthand. I'm a witness. Every day they tell you what's happening in the economy and the stock markets and exactly what investments to own, including his top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how the VRA works and how they consistently beat the market for a limited time. Kip is offering VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com, completely free for 2 weeks. Pretty cool. VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So here's the deal, folks. Lots of things to talk about. Lots of ground to cover. Lots of stories that are truly unbelievable. But let's start with a little plain old-fashioned economic news. Initial jobless claims unexpectedly dramatically jump due to a surge in claims in Illinois and California. Folks, do you understand what's happened to America? Democrat governors have turned their states into crap holes. Democrat governors have caused a great depression in blue Democrat states. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and now add in Illinois and California. It is a great depression. It is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. And having surged back above 20 million people, analysts expected a drop in the number of Americans claiming some form of unemployment benefit in the last week. But instead, the number of Americans filing jobless claims surged back up to 861,000, considerably worse than the 773,000 expected. And worse still, the prior week's improvement to 793 was drastically revised higher to 848,000 people filing jobless claims. The numbers were bad, but they are so bad in the Democrat states of California and Illinois. The Illinois number is just something beyond anything I've ever seen. Now to the topic of, and of course that's not just the stupid Democrat governor of Illinois, that's also the Democrat mayor who looks like Beetlejuice. Man, is that woman unattractive. Lori Lightfoot. Man. But in any case, it would be fine if she ran a great city. But the unemployment is through the roof. All the small businesses are out of business. There's nowhere to get a job. The city is desolate. And everybody's killing each other on the streets. And she's black, and there's a black-on-black genocide on the streets. How much worse can it get? And this story sums up the Democrat Party. It really does. They're so blind with rage against Trump. Blind with rage. They hate him so much. They have Trump's derangement syndrome so badly. House Democrats introduced legislation to prevent any twice impeached president from being buried in Arlington Cemetery. You hear what I just said? First of all, he was twice acquitted, so it doesn't matter if he's twice impeached. He was twice acquitted, which is like saying you were twice, you know, charged with a crime, and both times the jury found you innocent. You know what you're called in America? Innocent. You can't stop someone from being buried at Arlington Cemetery, who's a former president of the United States, and was not found guilty of an impeachment based on completely 100% political charges. They're just unhinged and consumed with hate. House Democrats introduced legislation today to prevent twice impeached U.S. presidents from being buried in Arlington Cemetery. They want federal funds. They want to ban federal funds from going to buildings displaying their names or acknowledging their achievements. This is how insane they are to stop Trump from ever getting credit for everything he did. And this is how bad Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is. New York Assembly Republicans start impeachment process against Governor Cuomo. And I got to tell you, all the Democrats hate him too. All the Democrats want to remove him. And they'll stick together and probably stop the impeachment, I'm guessing. But they don't like him at all. And the mayor of New York City, who's a communist, de Blasio, hates Cuomo. He just joined in and said how bad Cuomo is, what an intimidator he is, what a vicious guy he is. Cuomo's in serious, serious trouble. And I just want to give you one more story here. I got 30 seconds left. See if I can find it. With 30 seconds to go, I just won't be able to give it justice. But when we get back, I'll give you the story. I've got a great guest. Got all kinds of things going on. I got a story I want to tell you about that you're just not going to believe. A Democrat mayor dissing the Democrat president of the United States, Joe Biden, because this guy's going to just destroy our country with illegal immigration. When you hear it, you're going to go, wow, things have gotten that bad. Be right back. Way down the route. The route's on fire.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States might return to a sense of normalcy by the end of the year.
These are all estimates, and so many things can happen to modify that.
The infectious disease expert also says the UK COVID-19 variant will likely become the dominant virus in the United States by the end of next month.
The good news about that is that the vaccines that we are distributing now, the Moderna and the Pfizer, work very well against that UK.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is signing a major federal disaster declaration request following water issues across the state. Abbott says the request, if signed, will help Texans apply for FEMA money.
That individual assistance will assist them with funding to restore damage to their homes to the extent that it is not covered by private insurance.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Warriors with you. Keep in mind, I'm the author of Trump Rules, number one bestseller on Amazon in 12 different categories in November and December. And then, of course, they took Parler away by 96,000 fans. And then they took Twitter away from me. They banned me for life from Twitter. So between the two of them, I lost almost 250,000 fans. And now we're not number one anymore at Amazon. See, that's what they want to do. That's it right there. So screw them. Screw them. Go out and buy a copy of Trump Rules and let the liberals know they can't stop Wayne Allyn Root. Let's get right back to number one again. Trump Rules is not a political book. It is a business book. It is a self-help book. It is a personal development book. It is a personal improvement book. It'll change your life. It's the top 10 rules of Donald Trump that I've used for 40 years since I was an 18-year-old freshman in college to change my life and turn me into a winner in 20 different categories, and you could do the exact same thing. Anybody can. I'm living proof. Trump Rules, Amazon or Barnes and Noble. We've got our guest here, Autry Pruitt. He's been on before. He's the CEO of New Journey PAC, exposing the lies and misdeeds of Democrats. And this PAC was founded by Rush Limbaugh's legendary producer, James Golden, otherwise known as Bo Snerdly. Autry is the author of Plains, Steak, and Water, Defending Donald J. Trump. And we're glad to have him with us. Autry, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. How are you doing? It's been a while since I've seen you. It's been like 4 or 5 years.
Yes, sir.
And just a little bit, so I'm certainly glad that you're having me on board. And I keep seeing you in the fight, so that's amazing.
Well, I must be in the fight because I got banned by Twitter. So you know, the flak gets heaviest when you're over the target. I must have been hitting bullseyes, right? I was dropping the bombs, and they were landing right on the liberals' heads. So they banned me. Isn't that interesting? So let's talk about you, Autry. Let's talk about New Journey PAC. First of all, tell me about James Golden, who's been on my show, Bo Snerdly. How is he doing with the death of Rush Limbaugh? How are you doing with the death of Rush? A big tragedy. We're all depressed, you know?
It's rough for everybody, but it's particularly rough for James. I had just come into the Limbaugh world not too long ago, so for me it was newer. But for James, he was there from the beginning. I think the show was 33 or 34 years old, and James started like a year after. He was the longest, oldest standing employee there. Him and Rush were best friends. And so this has been particularly hard for him, even harder than he thought it was going to be. And he knew all the intimate details of what was going on, how close that James knew that his show was, that he had probably done his last show a couple weeks ago. So he, even though all that prep had come in, it still hit him. Because if you think about it, you spend 3 decades and some change. That was half of James's life. And so it has been rough. And now, and it's been particularly rough. He asked me to do him a favor. I don't do this, but he asked me to just sort of look at all the stuff that was coming in for him because he just couldn't handle some of the vitriol that came through. He tells the story, you know, this idea of Rush Limbaugh as a racist is crazy. How they got together was James was working on a show, a different show. Rush was doing his show, and then every now and then James would run across some funny newspaper clip and take it to Rush and say, "Hey, Rush, look at this." And then Rush said, "Listen, I want you to come work for me." And everybody told James, "Don't do it," because James was, I think he was a music director at the time, like WBC. I mean, he had a big-time gig, right? And so he said, "Nah, I don't want to." And Rush said, "No, you need to come and get on this train. You're good at it." And it was C'est la vie. And James, Rush was walking by James's studio, heard James told the story publicly, heard James on the phone, right, being hounded by some bill collectors, because James, you know, he was young, spent some money, had a rough time. And I won't get into how much it is, but Rush, the next day, brought him a check and said, "This is not a loan, it's a gift."
Wow.
Because you are talented, and if I have it, I'll give it.
By the way, just like the stories I've heard of Donald Trump, who, you know, stopped his limo and gave money to people who had car trouble and bought him a new car or put their kids through college. He's an amazing guy, and Rush was an amazing guy. So
exactly,
very, very, very
exactly
cool.
So.
What happens now with Bo? I mean, is he going to be the producer of whoever is the new host of the Rush Limbaugh show, which will change names?
I honestly, I don't know. He's been... he's been approached, obviously, by many, many, many people, including the people that now are with Rush. And I think he's just thinking it through and considering options. I'm not privy to it yet, but I do know that him and Rush had some conversations. So I don't know what those conversations were. And... James was sitting with me. I was at his home the other day. He was offered to tell me. James Golden, by the way, is his real name, Bo Snertley. You know this, but you're on.
Yes, James Golden.
I told him, I said, listen, don't tell me. I've been telling him for 3 months. Don't tell me anything that Rush has been telling you because I don't want to be put in the position where I'm at. So he hasn't. And I think I know what I've been encouraging him to do is to continue out Rush's legacy. Rush loved the Political Action Committee. Rush encouraged it. Rush was financially solid, and he wanted to load financially the Political Action Committee, and James just would not let him do it. James said, listen, we've got to build this on our own, and we don't want the media to come back and say it's your PAC trying to convert black people. And,
I assume you'll be speaking to James in the next near future, right? In the next few days.
Yeah, I speak to James almost every day.
Make sure you extend my prayers and condolences and best
wishes. I will.
Wishes. And tell him to come on the show. I'd love to talk to him. I'd love to talk to him about the legacy of Rush Limbaugh.
I don't know if he did any media today.
Yes, it was too soon. I get it. That's why I didn't call up till now, right? But in the next week. When things calm down, maybe I'd love to have him come on and talk about the legacy of Rush. He'd be in a perfect position to do that.
I mean, just the stories and now that he could tell, because Rush swarmed secrecy on some of the stories. And these stories, by the way, the stories of Rush helping people are innumerable. It's crazy. And Rush's tentacles, even when I had my show, that's how I first met you. Now, remember, is when I had my syndicated show, which I got in part because of the advice Sean Hannity gave me. And so I thought about it. I was like, I'm like a Rush grandbaby. You know, Rush gave Sean, and then Sean gave me. So
we all come from that. You know, it's kind of like in football. They have the tree branches of certain coaches are quite amazing. And I feel the same way about Rush Limbaugh. I mean, the only reason that I'm a nationally syndicated radio talk show host and had a TV show on Newsmax was because of Rush. I was a big-time businessman, and I just decided I wanted to be the next Rush. And I actually just picked up the phone and dialed the manager of Rush, Craig Kitchen, and told him, I'm the next Rush. You need to meet me.
Premier.
Yes, Craig was at that time the president of Premier, but he was also the guy who found Rush, discovered Rush, and nurtured Rush, and then went on to leave Premier and become Rush's full-time manager. And I called Craig, and he actually picked up the phone and said, come on in, let's have a meeting. And I met with him, and it's a five-minute meeting. You know, he thought he'd meet me for a few minutes, turned it to 3 hours. And he said, you know, you may be the next Rush one day. And it took me 20 years to actually give up my business career, you know, on a part-time basis anyway, and get into radio. But I did. And the next thing you know, within a year, I was nationally syndicated. So really, Rush Limbaugh is the grandfather for all of us. He's the reason we're here.
Man.
So anyway, let's talk about some other topics, which is BLM. And you're kind of a perfect position to talk about BLM.
BLM?
Yeah, I don't want to go to BLM, but I think we should talk about BLM. So there was another BLM protest in New York a few days ago. Two cops were injured. 11 arrests were made in Midtown Manhattan. And I just think it's interesting that the media turned what happened in Washington, D.C. into the biggest thing in the world since Pearl Harbor meets the Alamo. And all it was a bunch of, you know, yahoos, really, a bunch of idiots who ran into the Capitol building. The police opened the doors for them. I think Antifa urged them in. And then they ran in and acted like idiots and put shaving cream on Nancy Pelosi's chair. And that's like the biggest thing since Pearl Harbor and the Alamo. But meanwhile, there's real violence, serious violence at BLM events, and people are ignoring it because the media doesn't cover it.
Yeah. And, you know, what's important is I wish the white Republican politicians, this is important, when it comes to BLM, would turn race right around on its head. And I had told Mitch McConnell's office, by the way, I had said, if I was you, I would get Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and a couple of other senators and go stand in Chicago. Go stand in those neighborhoods. Go and stand in front of the black businesses and say, this is the damage. And get the media there. Get CNN there and start. And I would not do any more interviews in the Capitol building, in my office, and tell the media, if you want to meet with me, it needs to be in one of these black neighborhoods that BLM has burned to the ground or where kids have been shot up by gang thugs.
I'm with you.
That is the kind of thinking it's going to take to turn the media around.
Well, you look at the problem, Audrey, and the music's on, so if you hang through the break, I'll grab you on the other side and we'll continue this conversation, yes?
Yes.
The problem is that most of the Republican politicians are not hip guys. They've never been around black people. They don't understand anything about African Americans. I grew up in a black town and went to an all-black middle school and all-black high school and have had nothing but an upbringing around a black community. So there are a few around like me, but not too many. Most of them are country club Republicans. They just have no clue what to think or do about the black community. Watch, we're going to the break. When we get back, we'll have you on to talk more about BLM. I know you are someone who knows a bit about it. I want to get a little tuned in to Black Lives Matter, what it's all about. Is it about Marxism? Find out when we get back. Audrey Pruitt, Wayne Allyn. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee here, and we are so excited. It is the month of February. That's right. It's all about the love. And what is love if you die young and turn somebody into a widow? That's not real love. Hey, I want you to love yourself. Love yourself. Make this your month to get healthy at the cellular level. Get back your mojo, your power, your strength, your energy, your vitality, and be super healthy. And oh, did I mention? Burn that fat. Men, you can lose 30 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. Ladies, 20 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. All you have to do is take a step. That's right. Make the call. Log on to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Or call us at 888-444-8895.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
So.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, our newest sponsor is Asset Strategies, otherwise known as ASI for short, Asset Strategies International. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver, and never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. It's actually been down lately, which is insanity. The average person must not understand that the next 4 years of Biden are going to be spending times a thousand what Trump would have spent. And Trump was spending irresponsibly, by the way, or at least Congress was under Trump. The 4 years of Trump, we spent way too much and added way too much to the debt. It's going to look small next to Biden. So gold and silver, you've got to have it in your portfolio. And the fact that it's down is a blessing. Now's the time to buy. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients. They've sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals. All of that with zero complaints. Zero. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when buying and selling gold and silver and precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention The Wayne Allen Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And so we're back with Autry Pruitt, CEO of New Journey PAC, exposing the lies and misdeeds of Democrats. He's the author of Planes, Steak and Water, defending Donald J. Trump. Autry, tell me about BLM. Does it speak for the African-American community, in your opinion?
It doesn't speak for any community. The African-American community, white community, it definitely doesn't. Actually, that's not true. It speaks to the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, yes,
it speaks
it does,
to
yeah.
any organization that wishes to destroy us. And that's what's important to note here. The ideology of BLM is not about a transformation of America. It's about a destruction of America, and there's a difference. Because if you transform something, you can probably transform it back. But if you destroy it,
it's gone. Right.
And that's what they're about. And it's not, and I know Republicans have always said this kind of stuff, it is not hyperbole. It is actual truth. You can look at their actions and see it. You can read it in their words and see it. And I know lately they've cleaned up their website because of the criticism.
Right.
But when you have straight and out Democrats come coming on ESPN saying, listen, why do you talk about the destruction of the nuclear family? Why are you for unfettered abortion no matter where? The only answer to that, it's about a destruction of the country. And then some other things. It's not about Black Lives Matter. It's white liberal elites matter. Because that's who BLM is controlled by. It's controlled by the people who dumped the money in it. It's not controlled by supposedly the three. It's not controlled by them.
Right. There were three.
They were trained at the elite schools.
There were three black lesbian Marxists who founded BLM, but you're saying the money is always the one that's in power. Always. That's just the way it is. And the money's from white liberals.
And by the way, they subscribe to Marxism, but they're each worth probably $10 to $15 million. So it's like Van Jones, you know, he has a Ferrari, but he's a communist.
I don't get something. I mean, not only do I not get why a communist has Ferraris and are worth millions, but how do you get worth $10 or $15 million, Autry, from running a PAC? I don't get it. I've tried to run a PAC a couple times. I don't know. I'm the ultimate capitalist who's made money my whole life in business, but I ran a PAC and I never made any money at all. How do you, unless you steal the money, how do you get rich off a PAC?
Well, it's worse than that. For them, they're running a 501c3. At least with a PAC, you could arguably, if the PAC makes $1 billion like Act Blue, you could do it, right? But for them, they're even a charitable nonprofit.
So how do you make $10 or $15 million each? How do you do that?
This is how they make it, right? The PAC pays them a modest salary. But let's say if you're Bill Gates or George Soros, what you do is you go and you donate $5 million, right? Let's say they're making $100 grand a year each, you know? A little bit more than modest, but it's $100 grand a year each. They live in New York, so in New York terms, that's cheap. $100 grand a year each. But the real money comes is when they get paid quote-unquote consulting fees on the side by people like Soros, by people like the Bill Gates Foundation, etc. That's where the real money comes in.
I'm almost speechless.
You can get it.
I know.
I just got a gig with my PAC I'm running.
And I'm not shocked because I know one of the great ways to make money in America is to run a nonprofit. There are a lot of rich people running nonprofits, but I just didn't know that three black Marxist lesbians could make $10 to $15 million each by running Black Lives Matter. I just wondered how they managed to siphon off that kind of money.
And that was the last estimate I have. But what it's very, very simple. The NFL, for example, I think gave BLM $10 million and promised another $10 million every year over 10 years. Right? So you get that $10 million. Then the NFL, through their end, pays a consultancy or a quote-unquote finder's fee to those people, so it's math. So you won't see it in the financial reporting.
Got it.
Right? So NFL can hire them as consultants, and NFL is private, so it doesn't have to report it. So it gives them a check. They deposit it. They move on about their lives. The IRS, of course, does come in. Let's assume that the IRS does their job like they do with you and I. And they come in and they do an audit. Well, it's clean. Because the NFL says here's a separate contractual agreement for consulting services for black. Oh, and yes, it has nothing to do with their position.
Hey, Audrey. Audrey, we got to run. The music's on. We're up against the break and the news and everything else. Audrey Pruitt, you and I got to start CLM, Conservative Lives Matter. Audrey Pruitt, great to have you on, man. New Journey Pack. Thank you, Audrey.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.